Deseret News. I'm Jason Taylor. An Amber Alert was issued yesterday afternoon for a child who Springfield police say vanished during a visit with his father. One-year-old Eli Bandarovsky disappeared Friday night from Springfield while he was with his father, Victor Bandarovsky. A police alert said the father has a history of domestic abuse, drug abuse, and has made current and previous threats toward the child. Victor Bandarovsky was thought to be headed toward Houston, Texas. A Portageville state lawmaker says the Southeast Missouri diner cited by Governor Eric Greitens during his State of the State address serves the best French toast in Southeast Missouri. State Representative Don Roan, who eats breakfast daily at Katie's Diner in Portageville, recently did an interview with Missouri Net inside the restaurant.
It does have the finest French toast that you've ever eaten. She fixes a mean hamburger, and it's just a good, a lot of farmers come in. A lot of meals go out that back window.
Roan says the farmers call in their orders and pick them up. Roan says Southeast Missouri Democrats have their daily breakfast at 6 a.m. while Republicans arrive at 7. Greitens told lawmakers that he campaigned at the diner in 2016 and met many hardworking people who wanted to work but did not want welfare. Consumer expert Claudia Lombana says there are many types of DNA kits that can tell Missourians a lot more than ancestry information. She recommends finding one that best fits what you are trying to find out.
When it comes to your health, the DNA kit will tell you things that you might be predisposed to. So you might be predisposed to high cholesterol. It doesn't mean your sibling will be. It doesn't mean that you're going to get it, but at least it lets you know.
Some kits will also tell you what foods and exercises work best for you. Lombana says for history buffs, there are kits that can trace the migration path of your ancestors. Mid-Missouri firefighters in Boone County were working a house fire last night in Columbia. No one was in the house at the time of the blaze. Cause is under investigation. It was centered in the attic of the home, forcing firefighters to enter through the roof and windows of the structure. A man was killed while walking along a busy street in Springfield early yesterday. 26-year-old Steve Mayer of Fair Grove was pronounced dead at the scene after being struck by an SUV. The vehicle's driver was released as there was no indication of impaired driving. It was Springfield's 18th fatal crash of 2017. Missouri will end the year with more than 1,500 children getting adopted, a similar figure from last year. Amy Martin with the Children's Division tells MissouriNet certain times of year typically draw increased adoptions.
We notice an uptick in adoptions at the time that school lets out. We also notice an uptick in adoptions around the holiday season. And we also have a big push in Missouri and across the nation in November for National Adoption Month.
Of the children that cannot reunite with their family, about 75% of those adopted are adopted by relatives or foster parents. About 13,000 children are in Missouri's foster care system. You're listening to Missouri Net News.